everyone. Welcome back to Moments Peace. I'm Narita, and I'm here today with my daughter, Emma, and we're going to talk about Masterbooks and her journey with Masterbooks this far.
Well, I would say that the kindergarten stuff that I used to do was really fun. Like, I liked stepping stones, which they actually do, like, lots of arts and crafty stuff. And they actually make it for kids where it's easier stuff, but they still make it where it's, you have to think about it and think through your decisions on what you're going to do. And I really like Masterbooks. I love everything about it. And I love everything that they focus on, and which is mainly God, because, well, that's what we should focus on.
That's right. And so we have Practice Makes Perfect. And this is what you're currently working on through the summer, because we had to make a big move and everything and get you together, because you were sick for quite a bit of the year. And then next year you get to move into this math. And you're excited about it, right? Yeah.
I would say that there was the books before that, which is, there's one with a pig on it and some fish. And those actually are good for your kindergartner. And if you want to, yeah, in first grade. So if you want to keep your kids in a really good moving with math and keep them moving and getting smarter with math, I would say, like, that is a good course for that, and so is this, because this is the third book.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoy it, right? And
yes.
Learning it, and the stories, and the twins.
I would say that they actually focus on math.
So you mean, like, the whole, like, why behind what you do, you do? Yes. And the word problems, and you like stuff like that.
Yeah, there's word problems and stuff like that.
Yes, so you like it. All right, and then
101 Favorite Stories from the Bible. I actually really like this book because it helps me grow with God. And, you know, you want your kids to grow with God. So if you want your kids that are younger to grow up and to be like maybe your older kids or your middle school kids to actually be able to grow with God and be like them, or if you only have a younger child, then this is a great curriculum to get them growing with the Lord and God, and it focuses on the actual Bible stories, and it says what it says in the Bible. They literally took it from the Bible, they wrote it down, and there's a thing that says parents, and it's a verse from the Bible that also focuses on that. And then it tests your brain because there's questions, and the questions of making sure that your children are paying attention. And
understanding, right?
Yeah.
And so are they just stories, or is it historical facts?
Yes, it's facts.
It's historical facts. It really happened. It's the truth. That's right. And so, and it goes in chronological order, right?
Yep. It's in order of what happened in it. And this is 101, because favorite stories in the Bible, so it obviously has 101 stories. I love this book. I actually have learned a lot of stuff from this. There's another Bible study we do at night in dining. And
the 10-minute Bible reading.
Yeah, and I knew like a lot of stories from that because of this book. So it actually really helped you grow with God and helped you grow in your faith, which I love that.
Yes, amen. And where faith grows. I know you and your brother love this, and you guys are doing it together. And it gives us something to do together, because this resource really means that we have to do it together, right?
Yes. If you want to get this book, then it actually really helps you grow with your child, because it helps your child grow with God in you, because you're doing it with your parent, which is normally your mom, because the one is doing it mostly. But this is a great book. I love how it's arts and crafty. Like, I love the crafts in here. If your
kids are crafty.
Kids are crafty. It's a really good, like,
way
source
to have it in. Yes, source. That's a great way.
It's a great way to help them grow with learning with God, because it's called Where Faith Grows. It's to help you grow with the Lord and help you obey your parents, help you grow with your
parents. Because it talks about your character, right? Like,
yes.
How it talks about God.
And there's a source in here where it's you commit to something. So it's like something that you're not doing, like making your bed or doing certain art or doing certain things. It actually has it where you write down what you're committing to. And then later on in the book it says, have you completed what you're committing to?
Yeah, so it holds you accountable, right?
It helps you learn and grow in scripture, because they'll make you do like weird funny things while you're doing the scripture and saying it out loud. And that has actually helped me learn a lot of verses from this book. And you look through it, it has a lot of artsy and crafty things. Then you get a color, and you get a draw, and you get a decorate, and there's a lot of stories. And there's this book that, if you're going to get this book, you get Big Thinkers, Big Thoughts for Little Thinkers. These are go with this book so that you can read it and then you write down something or draw something that you learned from the book. And those little Big Thoughts for Little Thinkers actually also helps you really grow. And isn't that from Matchbook too?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yep.
Matchbook is full of great stuff. I love Masterbooks, love everything.
Yes.
And my story, I've not like ever started this. This is my first time ever starting it. My sister Hannah, she has done this book and she loved it. And
she made good, yummy. She did book one and two, and she did some yummy recipes for us, right?
Oh, how yeah. That's another thing in More Faith Grows. You get to a point and you get a reward for getting to that point. And so if you want to buy your kids something $5 or under, or $10 or under, or make them cookies, or make a cake, or make a small cake for them, then this is a great resource, and so is this, because you get to test kids a lot of things out.
Yes.
And this says, the world around me, and so the world around me. So
you're really excited to learn about this, right?
Yeah.
We're going to learn this
from Hannah Looks, it learns about the world. So if your child thinks they're different, or they don't know or don't fit in, this book would help them know that there's other people out there from different countries that don't fit in either, because they're different, like they have a different skin color or they have different personalities than them. It doesn't matter just because you're different. It matters but you are inside, not when you are on the outside. Never judge something from the look outside. It's always the inside that matters.
And we have all these different cultures because of who?
God. And the weird story about the tower, because all of them are making the tower for the wrong reasons. So God made it where they all spoke different languages, so they couldn't understand each other, which that is another story in 101 great famous
right.
stories from
so
the
that's why we're going to get to study what our immediate culture and city is like, and you get to learn about the government and the mayor and all of that, and then it branches yeah. out and you get to learn
by
more
the
about
the
cultures
of the inside. It looks like it. Look, like here's some of the recipes. There's a map. And you got to learn a lot about other people and things that they do. And
sometimes you realize they're a lot like you, right?
Yeah.
Or that you're fortunate because you don't have to go walking tons of places just to get clean water, right?
Yeah, there's some kids in Africa that they have to walk miles just to get to water that's pretty dirty. It's not like our clean water. So you should be grateful and thankful for what you have.
And they actually have a part here where you write your thankfulness in it. So this is a great course, and I'm excited for you to get to do it this year, because we've already had two other students who have done it, and they were a little older when they did it, but it was a great bridge for those particular children to start doing something completely independent to kind of fill their time while I worked with some of the older or younger kids. And so my daughter at the time was like third and fourth grade, and I think she ended up finishing book two and just before she started fifth grade. And I think that that's totally fine. These are geared towards younger kids, but the content in here is very rich. And if you have a kid who wants to just branch out and doing some independent work, this is a great book for them to do that when they're a little bit younger. I think that it's important that you do it with them, especially if they're not a strong reader or can't read at all. But we absolutely love this series.
I'm very excited to do this book and this new math book, because they actually look fun. Mm-hmm. See,
and then you're almost done with this one. Yeah. And then guess what? What do you get to do next?
Love 2.
That's right, because that just came out.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that.
I love how Masterbooks, it makes it arts and crafty. Like, I love Masterbooks because they have homeschool curriculum that is actually great and fun. And so does Answers in Genesis, which if you haven't heard of that, I'm pretty sure you've done a video where you go through curriculum of Answers in Genesis, which that is a great curriculum. I highly
recommend it. Yes.
Get that part out. And there's a lot of kids' books in there too, and there's the certain curriculum where it learns, you get open up a book, an entire activity book, and you do the activities, and you learn about God, and learn the seven seas of creation, and you learn all of that stuff, which we did that until our move, so we bought them, which I'm pretty sure there's a book of that inside the unboxing. Yes. But I am. There's also Answers in Genesis has an Ark Encounter, which is a super fun experience. It's in Kentucky, and there's also the Creation Museum, where you go through different artifacts. And in the Creation Museum, pretty sure it might have been the Ark. There's these, like, what are they called? Like animatronics that move around of dinosaurs and different animals. Mm-hmm. And there's food, and there's a bunch of stuff. And it's super fun because you also get to learn about God. But it's kind of a life-size arc. It's, like, massive.
That's right. And do you remember when we did a whole unit study with all the Master Books dinosaur books?
Yes.
That was fun, too, huh?
The Master Books and Answers in Genesis, like, animal books. Because I personally love animals. Speaking of animals and Answers in Genesis, but it was an arc or the Creation Museum. There's a zoo where you can pet different animals.
Yes.
And there's the zoo speaker where they take out different animals and they show you them. And it's super cool. I got to pet a snake there, which was, like, really fun for me. And they show you different animals. There's even animals. I'm pretty sure we saw a video on Answers in Genesis where there's different animals that can fly around in the room and they know to come back to the owner and not fly off into the distance because it's outside, but you have a shelter over you. But
Well, thank you, Emma, for sharing with us. And I hope that this has been an encouragement to you as to why Master Books has been so fun and fruitful in our homeschool. And I hope it's an encouragement to you. If you would like resources like these, please check out masterbooks.com and even answersingenesis.org. And there are links below. And please subscribe for more content like this.